Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here in Wales at a pivotal moment for our security. We will take important decisions to keep our nations safe, to keep the vital bond between Europe and North America strong, and to help build stability in a dangerous world. As we meet, around 55,000 men and women are deployed on NATO-led operations around the world, shoulder to shoulder with those from many partner nations, from Kosovo to the coast of Somalia, and from the Baltic Sea to the Mediterranean. Most of them are in Afghanistan, where we have forged the largest coalition in recent history. A quarter of the world's nations joined forces for a common cause to deny safe haven to international terrorists and to make Afghanistan strong enough to take charge of its own security. Our mission is not over yet, but we are proud of what we have achieved and of the hundreds of thousands of military and civilian personnel who have served with ISAF over the years with outstanding courage and dedication. So it is right that we begin our summit with a tribute to them. And it is a privilege for us to be joined today by representatives of the armed services of all ISAF nations, as well as from the Afghan National Army. I will now ask you to stand. Men and women. Each of you represents your brothers and sisters in arms, those who answered the call to serve. You put your lives on the line. You fight so that others can be safe. You demonstrate how much powerful it is to protect than to destroy, so that those who resort to terror and violence will not succeed. I want to express our deepest gratitude to you and to your families, and our deepest sympathy to those who have faced injury or loss. We respect your courage. We value your commitment. And we honor your service. NATO is the world's most powerful alliance. And it will remain so because of the bravery, skill, and determination of you and of our servicemen and women and the valuable partners who stand with us. Please join me in a minute of silence to pay tribute to those who have fallen and to those who have been injured in the course of their duties.
Thank you.